Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our victory. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. That which is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. It seems that most of humanity is looking for victory of one sort or another. Victory over evil, victory over hunger, victory over all of the defeat that seems to pile up and confront us on a daily basis. The beauty of having Christ as our Savior is that we have eternal victory. Our victory begins here, but lasts forever. When we die to ourself and come to the Lord in saving faith and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord, our victory is assured, and that's an eternal victory that will last throughout the ages of eternity. We can't even fathom that. Everything on this earth has had a beginning and an end as far as we are concerned. That's all we know. Something that is born and something that dies. But when we are born again through saving faith, we have died to self and we have received eternal life. That life begins the moment we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And in that capacity, our victory is assured. We have overcome the world through the saving sacrifice of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. It's not how good we are or how much we do or anything that is through our accomplishment. It is what Jesus has done for us in dying for us and giving his life for us. Our victory is assured through him. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. And we believe in it because God says it is true, and Jesus has assured it because he has paid for the victory with his life. If you have never come to that place where you have received victory in Jesus, I urge you to do so just now. Open your heart and say, Lord Jesus, accept me as your Savior. Remember the thief on the cross, his prayer, Lord, remember me today when you come into your kingdom. That's all we have to do. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. We accept the fact that Jesus is our Savior and Lord, and we accept him as our Savior and Lord by faith, and our victory is assured. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we have victory in you. It is not how good we are, how much we know. It is what you have done. Thank you for giving us eternal life. Our victory comes from you. Our victory is assured through you. And might we live in victory each day of our life. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.